Well, good morning, everyone. I am so pleased to be here representing our work group on urban suburban, and so pleased to be here with my colleague, Dr. Leslie Myers, Superintendent of Rockport Central School District. We both sit on the governance committee of the seven districts currently participating in urban suburban. And my job is to give you a little bit of history and updates around the urban suburban program. I didn't drop it. The Urban Suburban Interdistrict Transfer Program, as you know, is celebrating the 50th anniversary of successful programming. I want to stress that because sometimes it's hard for people to understand that we have data and that the data ought to be looked at and studied. Successful programming. Know, please, that in the nation there are currently 8 such programs in the nation. Not all of those are voluntary, such as our urban suburban program. In 1965, the West Irondequoit District, which I am so pleased to represent as the superintendent of that district, was courageous in deciding that something had to be done to benefit all of our kids. Did you hear what I said? All of our kids can benefit from an integrated opportunity, especially K-6. And businesses agree with us that kids who go through a diverse educational experience are better prepared for that which they will compete in a global economy. We currently serve about 500 to 600 minority students in the suburban districts. We are working diligently to expand the program. Our mission statement is changing even as of yesterday morning. And so I want to share with you the why of the program. Looking to expand the program is our charge, and here is the why. The purpose is something you can read there. Let me give you the latest rendition. To voluntarily decrease racial isolation. That was the original charge in 1965. Special legislation passed in New York State to allow us to do that. We will always honor that original charge. But this is how the statement is moving forward. To voluntarily decrease racial isolation, deconcentrate poverty, and enhance opportunities for students in the Rochester City School District and suburban districts in the greater Rochester area. That is not a final mission statement. That is where we are now as we have worked towards understanding that just as no student based on ethnicity in a suburban district will be held from applying for a suburban to urban transfer, neither should any student in the Rochester denied the application process to the urban suburban transfer program. And that's the governance committee looking at all opportunities and equity issues. This slide shows you the dates that the districts joined urban suburban. And the final slide that I will go over for you is set up in a way that shows you all of the 19 suburban districts so that you get a handle on what we're talking about. And I've organized those to present the percentage of students receiving free and reduced. And I know that's a tough slide to read, so I'm going to go through these very quickly. The first 7 are the 7 districts in order of joining the program. West Irondequoit is now, although 17 years ago I joined West Irondequoit and the free and reduced percentage was about 9%. It is now 26%. Brighton Central School District, 13%. Brockport, 41%. Pittsford, 3%. Penfield, 13%. Wheatland-Chilai, 40%. And Fairport, 19%. Those are the current districts involved in the urban suburban program. Joining us and helping us celebrate 50 years are the following five districts joining for September of 2015. East Irondequoit with 55% free and reduced. East Rochester with 56% free and reduced. Hilton, 25%. Kendall, 46%. And Spencerport, 26% free and reduced. Talking seriously about the possibility of joining us in September of 2016 are two more districts, Rush Henrietta, which has a 38% free and reduced, and Webster at 20%. And the remaining districts we continue to talk with about possibilities in the BOCES 1 and BOCES 2 region, Churchville Chi-Lai with 27%, Gates Chi-Lai with 45%, Greece Central School District, 48% free and reduced, Holly, 60% free and reduced, and Honeoy Falls Lima, 15% free and reduced. We must look at this program as one of many solutions to what our children are dealing with across our area. And if we believe that each child belongs to all of us, how powerful is that? And the seven districts and superintendents that sit on the governance committee believe this program is not for any other reason than each child belongs to all of us. We must provide opportunities, and Dr. Myers will go into some of the work group activities now. Thank you.
Thank you and good morning. Let's talk a little bit about some of the unique components relative to our work group, because we looked at some of the other groups who met quite significantly, but we had some structures already that were in place that helped to propel the work forward. So we already had well-established groups and governance structures. What does that mean, or how does that play out? We have a governance board, as Jeff mentioned, where the seven school districts and their superintendents sit, and we meet every 2 to 2.5 months to talk about the urban-suburban program, where we have found particular strength, and where we have areas of improvement. As Jeff mentioned, we have spent a significant amount of time revamping and working on our mission statement. I'll go into a little more detail in just a moment, particularly because of what happened in Spencerport, what we saw that played out in the media. In addition to the governance board, we also have an urban-suburban staff, a program coordinator, and clerical support who oversee the program and work with the current seven school districts who are participating. We have a parent group who are very dedicated to the program, because you have to understand that parents have to be equally committed to this program. Their students are getting up earlier than their counterparts, and at least in the instance of Rockport, in some cases, students are on a bus for an hour and 15 minutes. And students in my district are doing that as young as fourth grade, so they're 9. So you have to have committed parents who are vested in the program. We also have a very vibrant alumni group, so students who have previously graduated from the program, and what they've shared with us is that we are now seeing generational participation in the urban-suburban programs. So the current students that we currently have, their parents were involved in the program. So that helps to make for a much more viable and meaningful process. We also have increased district and student participation. We're so proud. You saw the jump. It went from 1965 and then 1967 when myself and Brighton, our districts, joined. And then nothing happened until 2003 with Fairport. And then nothing happened for another 12 years. And we now have 5 school districts. So given our work with the governance board, Jeff has been very involved with that. We've seen a significant increase. So we've already fulfilled goal 1 and 2 of our subcommittee's tasks. We're excited. We have 50 years that we're celebrating. So that's going to garner additional support and attention on the program. Jeff has also mentioned the program consistency of the 7 districts who have slowly but surely jumped on board with the program. Not one school district has withdrawn from the program, and I think that speaks volumes for the work that we're doing. The one concern of note that I think it's important to note, though, is that we have very limited suburban to urban participation, and that's one of our goals as well moving forward. So again, our focus is to look to had to expand the program to additional school districts. We have 5 more in Monroe County. We certainly want to increase student participation, not only with the current districts, but encouraging other districts to participate, and then significantly considering how do we have suburban students move to participate in city programs. So let's talk about our first recommendation, and that's to create documents and presentations to articulate the value added of the urban-suburban program. We found that as districts for this school year were educating their boards in their community, we needed to quickly create a resource bank of materials, certainly from the legacy districts, but data, statistics, and information. So this recommendation really speaks to the fact that we'll create a bank of not only superintendents or assistant superintendents or principals or others involved in the program that are readily available and will identify the particular skills and expertise that they have to go and speak to the other districts and the other communities. Second recommendation is to create mediums to market and educate families about not only urban-suburban, but suburban-urban. One of the things that we know is there is an over-reliance on the use of social media, and not to say that we shouldn't do that, but we have to recognize that some of our families are not able to access that. And so that automatically creates a barrier of not being able to receive information. So how do we create those mediums? This is a perfect example here of visiting churches and doing presentations, or mosques or temples, going into community centers, nonprofit organizations, and capitalizing on events that are already happening in the community and finding meaningful touch points to talk about the urban-suburban program. And then the third recommendation, and the countywide magnet schools group will go into a little more depth. You'll notice that there's some overlap here, of really trying to figure out what are some of those lighthouse programs that exist currently or in the future in the Rochester City School District, and making those opportunities available for suburban students. The caveat here, though, is that we are certainly not trying to take away opportunities or spots for current Rochester City School District students. That might be something that you think about, but trying to figure out how we can increase those opportunities for both suburban and urban students. And additional information is found in your packet about all of these recommendations. So what's next? We certainly want to have those last 5 districts jump on board and be participating members of the urban-suburban program. We also need to take a look at addressing attitudes and behaviors. One of the things that we saw as districts were contemplating participating in urban-suburban was we saw some negative, unfortunately, attitudes and behaviors. We saw positive, but we also saw some negative attitudes and behaviors. And as Jeff mentioned, it's about our children and putting our students first and ensuring that if we say that we believe in all of our children and we say that we truly believe that each child can learn, then we need to put our money where our mouth is. And we need to put our attitudes and our behaviors what we believe. We also need to be cognizant of the fact that we should be a model for Big 6 districts around the state, Buffalo, Syracuse, and other school districts can look to what we're doing. We can be a lighthouse countywide program for other districts to hopefully use some of the same practices. And the last thing is addressing the elephants in the room. And I really want to end by saying if we are to truly bring to life the words of the late Sam Cooke, and he sung very eloquently and very poetically, "I was born by the river in a little tent, and oh, just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change is going to come." Oh, yes, it is. And I know Dr. Nelms is probably thinking I was going to sing that. Not today. Then we must be courageous enough and strong enough to leave our emotional, psychological, physical, environmental, and even spiritual comfort zones to effect the change that we say we want to see. We can no longer wait for the change, and we must rise from our luxurious complacency, and we have to do something today. I'm a realist, And I know that I can't do absolutely everything, but I can do something. And I will not let what I cannot do interfere with what I can do. So this morning, I challenge you, if you want to have a conversation and get additional information from Superintendent Crane, and I don't hold the superintendency against us. We really are good guys. But come and visit us. Come and have a conversation with us, because we'd love to talk to you about how we are effecting change through the Urban Suburban Program. Thank you.